SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Dit is SBS Dutch.
Some exciting news this week from the organization behind the Nederlandse Kinderboekenweek. The author of the immensely popular Treehouse series, Andy Griffith, is going to write the Kinderboekenweek geschenk for next year. And of course, with help of partner in crime and illustrator Terry Denton. Andy, this got many Dutch children very excited.
Yes, Dutch children were some of the first children in the world outside of Australia to embrace the Treehouse series. So we've been very happy to receive their enthusiasm.
Yeah, it's pretty special because Children's Book Week has been a tradition in the Netherlands for 68 years now.
Right.
And previous years, the special gift has always been written by a Dutch author. You are Australian. And the first foreign author who has been asked to do this, how does that feel?
It's amazing. The Treehouse series in general continues to amaze us, but this is very special. And as I said, the Dutch children were right onto it from the very beginning. And I have spent a number of very happy tours in Holland. So I wouldn't say I'm part Dutch, but... I'm getting there. I'm learning how to say the name of my book.
Yeah.
Boomhut, I think.
Boomhut.
Boomhut. No, I'm not learning at all.
Oh, you get there. You get there. So when the organization, the CPNB, knocked on your door and asked the big question, did you have to think long about it or did you say yes immediately?
I did have to think hard about it because the Treehouse books take 12 months each book. There's an enormous amount of drawings, 1,000 illustrations in each book. And I'm working very closely with Terry over that time to integrate it all into a comprehensively nonsensical plot. So there's a lot of work and we can't just sort of do one on demand, but... because of the lockdown here in Melbourne, I did do a secret little lockdown project in January where I was writing out longer stories that I haven't been able to get into the main books and that in some ways can't even be illustrated because they are so far out. And I happened to have these 13 1,000-word stories. So I said, maybe if you're interested in these, and happily they were.
Oh, so that was a yes then?
It eventually was a yes, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, everything to promote reading, right?
That's right. That's what the books are all about. I'm trying to recreate the magical sense of adventure and possibility that I experienced as a child when I was reading my favourite books. I want to, you know, evoke that feeling for the modern generation.
Mm. But Children's Book Week always has a theme, and for next year there's Giga Groen, or yeah, very, very green.
Which is all about what the Treehouse is about. We're out in nature, under the tree and the leaves. Kids often say, "What do you do when it rains?" And I say, "Well, we go into the anti-gravity chamber and stay warm and float around." But yeah, it is about being out in nature, and I grew up with a very adventurous sort of free-ranging childhood, just roaming around the bush near where we lived. And I like to think of the Treehouse as an old-fashioned analog place where it's all about just playing, you know, games of make-believe and out in nature.
Mm. You already have these stories. Is it up to Terry that he has to make a lot of illustrations now?
No, these stories actually have a lot more words than the usual books, because with the main series, we worked out a way to tell quite a complex story with minimal words and a maximum of pictures to do all the work that normally would be done by words. You'd have to describe the 13 stories of the Treehouse, but with Terry on board, we can show the reader. which makes it very accessible to kids of all reading abilities, emerging and kids who can already read, but also kids in other countries don't have to struggle too much with too many words to be enveloped in a really, really good story.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say the words in a normal Treehouse book are about, they're probably about 30 to 40% words and 60% illustrations. This is the opposite. It's probably 70, 80% words with decorative illustrations around the edge, mm-hmm. which Terry can and does have time to supply with us for us.
Mm-hmm.
So a bit more difficult. Well, not difficult, but more
reading.
Challenging.
Yeah. So will it be like a spin-off of the Treehouse, or is it a new story or just books kind of ideas?
No, they're all short stories based on things that have happened in the Treehouse.
Yeah.
So I tell you all about, for instance, Chair Up Your Nose Day, where everybody has to have a chair shoved up their nose, which is all great fun until you have to try to get the chair out of your nose again. So there's sort of mini treehouse adventures. There's that one. There's the big jumping contest where we all try to jump higher than each other, and Terry ends up jumping right out of the atmosphere off the earth. Mm. Luckily, we have a frogpotamus to jump up there and rescue him.
Mm.
Oh, and one of my favourites, there's a character called Professor Stupido, who is an uninventor. He can uninvent things. And in the 39-story treehouse, he uninvents everything that annoys him and ends up uninventing the entire treehouse. And we dare him to uninvent himself, and that's how we solve the problem.
Mm.
But I've always wanted to bring him back. I've always wanted him to uninvent his own uninvention.
Oh, yeah, great.
So I got the chance in this book to tell that story. And that's a very difficult thing to actually draw.
Yeah.
Someone uninventing themselves. But
just a blank page.
Yes, so exactly. So these stories allow me to explore other aspects of the treehouse world.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, with the audience out there, the kids don't seem to be able to get enough of it. So I'm really hoping this will help expand their experience of the treehouse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've been to the Netherlands before, you already mentioned that.
Yeah.
Will you be there for the book week?
That's going to depend a little bit on what the coronavirus has to say, and whether we can even, well, I can leave Australia at that point in October and hopefully have a guarantee of getting back home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's been a lot of virtual events over the last 18 months, or many authors and publishers and booksellers have got used to the virtual world. So that's it's obviously not as dynamic as when you're with an audience in physical terms, but it's surprisingly intimate nevertheless. So that's our fallback position.
Yeah. The 143rd story Treehouse came out recently. It's the 11th book in the series.
Yeah.
And I think many children will find that under the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
My 9-year-old son, he loves your books, but he's a little bit concerned because the treehouse could reach his maximum height soon. I mean, 143 stories, it's pretty tall. Are his fears valid, or are you still full of ideas?
Well, they would have been valid 18 months ago, where I did think, oh, we've got to bring this series to an end some point. And I don't want to, you know, the term jump the shark, where you just push the world a little bit too far and everyone goes, oh, that series is done. But in a way, I realised, thanks to the lockdown and lots of reflection, that we jumped the shark right in the first book. We said there's a 13-story treehouse with a shark tank and a bowling alley and marshmallow machines. And if you believe that and accepted that, then really there's nothing else more challenging than that. So we are intending to continue building the treehouse for as long as we can.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, there's no shortage of ideas. And these days kids are sending us their own designs.
That's amazing.
Sending us levels. They're sending us the pictures of the models that they make of the treehouse. And that's something we're very proud of, that the books inspire kids to be creative in their own right, whether it's drawing or making or writing their own stories.
Mm-hmm. It's really successful. Did this just happen to you, or have you always been dreaming about being a best-selling author? And
I've always been telling stories of silly and impossible things that could have happened to me right from back when I was a kid. It was just a way to entertain friends and family and little kids in our neighbourhood. But there was no practical use for it until I became an English teacher in my late 20s and met a lot of all my students in a small remote country town in Victoria. Didn't like reading. They had never had a good experience with a book. So I began telling them and writing down stories for them, and they really enjoyed them and started wanting to write their own. And so that was my way of getting them, turning their attitudes around to books and reading. And pretty soon I found myself collecting my own little stories and photocopying them and selling them as self-published collections, which led me to leave teaching and embrace writing full-time. But it seemed like an impossible dream, I must say, at the time, that you could make a living from nonsensical stories. But I am very determined, and fortunately I hit a nerve with kids who love. I did know kids love to laugh and they love adventure, and if you can combine those things in a book, you don't have to persuade them too heavily to pick it up.
No, not at all. He's just my son is just reading. He starts and the next day, like, finished, done. And he loves the illustrations. Like, oh, it's just like, you know, those Where Is Wally books? The illustrations are like, oh, what can we see? Oh, look, there is the crocodile they mentioned. Oh, look, there is this and this. It's amazing.
And that's exactly what Terry brings to the book, apart from showing what's happening. He's creating little dramas with the animals on the page, which have nothing to do with the main plot, but give you the sense that the whole treehouse actually exists and that there are stories within stories happening within it. So I was very fortunate to meet Terry 25 years ago, and we've had 25 years of experimenting, really, with different ways to tell stories and different types of humour. And, 11 years ago we hit on the treehouse kind of blend, and that proved to be a very winning formula for a huge amount of people.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. We're looking forward to the Kinderboekenweek next year.
So am I. Thank you very much.
Like, deel, geef je reactie. Volg SBS Dutch op Facebook.